Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Audio Mirror Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Audio Mirror Podcast. This is, of course, Hope, and today's podcast is going to be some bits and parts from New York City when I went a couple of weeks ago. A couple of weeks being, actually, May 21st to June the 4th. Or through June the 4th. I actually went by train this time, rather than flying. I had never experienced a train, and I will say, it was a most interesting experience. In a good way. I would do it again. I really would. I enjoyed it very much. I met some very interesting people. and some very, you know, and then I met some interesting and unforgettable. And, you know, I as one will do when traveling, you know, we came face to face with a 3-hour delay when we were on the way to New York. So we departed at a fairly reasonable, you know, 20 minutes later than we were supposed to depart. We were supposed to depart at 1:30 in the morning, and we actually ended up leaving at about 2. And then, while en route to New York City, we were told that the train was going to be delayed for an indeterminate number of hours. We found out later that it was 3 hours. They said that it was due to track problems and all other things related to track and train issues. And it was a 17-hour trip in total, really. At least, you know, to arrive. It was only supposed to be about a 14-hour trip, which to some sounds like a really long way. But, and for me, honestly, yes, time was going rather slowly. I am not one that can sleep very well when I'm anticipating something, you know, as most people cannot, probably. And I was in an unfamiliar sort of territory, so my sleep was very, very fitful and restless and not really much at all. However, I did have my lovely bookport to keep me company, and I sincerely needed it, and I did have my phone. The cool thing about the train is that if you are fortunate, you are able to have access to electricity, or at least an outlet, so you are able to use, say, a laptop or charge a cell phone. I, was not afforded that luxury, but I did have, and my phone did eventually die on the way to New York City. However, I did keep it off for a lot of the, for some of the trip just to conserve battery, because I knew I wasn't going to, I knew I wasn't going to get any sort of electricity. Until I actually arrived. I had enough battery to say that I would be delayed. And I let people know what was happening. And then from there, the battery died. It just couldn't take it. However, rather than 3:20 on the 21st, I actually arrived in New York, I would say closer to 7-ish, I think, when all was said and done. Or maybe it was 7-ish by the time I actually found my luggage. And I will get into that in a bit. I have to thank Lynette, Maria, and Jasmine, who you heard on the Malin Slice of Life podcast in the March Moments cast, actually. She was in the musical. I have to thank them for so wonderfully and patiently waiting for all the time that they did for my train to come in. They went to the station to get me, and they were there by 5 o'clock, I believe, and my train didn't get in till 6:30-ish. It was a time. Actually, Maria corrects me on this point later in the podcast. So believe me, we were all most overjoyed when finally I arrived. Now, I must explain to you that you heard a lot of Maria and Lynette there, because my recording of my... The recording that I made has disappeared. I don't exactly know where it has gone. I'm sure I will find it when this podcast has already been uploaded. Of course, because that's how it works with me. I find things later. I know some of you are saying, well... I know. Thankfully, Maria had her recorder, and she, you know, did a recording as well. So I thank you, Maria, again. Poor Lynette tried, though. She really did. So, yes, it was a joyful evening and occasion. When I finally was, you know, I had finally arrived, I was waiting, and oh, it was just incredible. Well, and then we had my luggage trauma. Oh, folks, it's never a good thing when you are parted from your luggage, especially when your luggage has things in it like, oh, your clothing. And other things that you, well, need, that are kind of necessities. My luggage, it was eventually found, but it was not with me, and no one could find my luggage. And that was a worry, because I had all these paranoid thoughts happening. I thought the train was going to leave. I didn't know, and that it was going to have my luggage with, you know, it, and it was going to go on to Chicago. Or back to Chicago, rather. But luckily it did not. I was told that I had to check, I had a big suitcase, and I was told I had to check my luggage before I got on to the train to go to New York, so I did. Later I learned that I didn't have to do that. However, I didn't know that then. And so I had checked my luggage, and we were waiting and waiting, and, well, I would like to thank Terry, my Amtrak angel, who helped us and helped me, from the time that I, you know, boarded the train in Toledo to the time that I got to New York. She is the woman with whom we are speaking. She's the first one you'll hear speak, actually.
They're just gonna take it up to check. You didn't even break for it. I'm upset about it. It shouldn't have been that way.
Did somebody take it off?
No. Yeah, they took it off and they put it on a dolly.
A dolly to win them?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean it got to New York?
And he didn't give me the chance to stop and look for it.
Oh, so it got here.
So it got here.
It's here.
Okay.
What a relief.
What a relief.
That infamous question.
Oh, okay.
Turn around.
Oh, good. We go this way.
Oh, that's just cool.
Jasmine.
Yes, you did.
Okay, we'll let her go. Okay. As long as we find it, right?
Exactly. We don't even have to do that. We'll just walk.
Well, we do have to at some point.
Okay. Now we are looking for Hope's law in search of Hope's luggage.
In search of my luggage.
It was taken off the train.
It was taken somewhere.
And brought upstairs without the Hope having a chance to see it or get a hold of it.
And I kind of need it because everything's in it. Oh, there's music though.
Oh yeah, they always have classical music playing here. And we were laughing because while we were waiting for you, we got here around... But a little before 5:30.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
No, that's okay. No, actually, it was like, between 5:30 and 6:15. And they were playing the music, and they wouldn't wait. They didn't wait for one piece to end before they started the other one.
Oh,
it was weird.
Whoops.
I'm going to tell you, we're going to need our dinner, right?
I'm telling you, I promise.
So sorry, we're supposed to meet you right away.
Well, that just brings me down from my diva status, that's all.
Diva status?
Oh, fine. I can tell them all.
Just wait here 1 second.
Okay. We'll stay right here. Okie dokie.
You're right.
Are you guys still recording?
Yes.
This track?
Yes.
It's on.
It's quite a track, Missy.
I know.
And I thank you.
Really?
I thank you again. Because...
I mean, my first trip is delayed and then my luggage is missing. I mean, really? Yeah, exactly.
In weight of Hope's luggage.
It's here. It's here. You just don't know where. This is what the woman said.
Well,
stop it.
That's what she said, but people got off and on and off and on and stuff. What if somebody took it by mistake?
Please, I've already
don't
been
say
there.
That. Don't say that.
I'm trying not to think that way.
But see, that's a good reason for blind people not
They said I needed to check it because I wasn't going to, and they said that I needed to check it.
Really?
So
see, they said I'm gonna put this one down. So the woman went to whatever.
She went to track it down. I think. Said wait here.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I know.
I'm sorry.
We may have to stop at
Applebee's.
Because
Hope loves Applebee's now.
Or order that would be faster, probably.
Definitely.
Because
we did, and it was just delicious Chinese food.
Poor thing.
Just divine.
It's out on us.
What's the best way I can identify your luggage, Hope?
Let's see. It's the same color as that bag that I just had, and it has my name on it.
Maroon color?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
It matches that exactly.
Exactly, Hope? Really?
It matches that exactly.
What's the name of the brand on that?
Hercules. I didn't know that.
Benzina.
I know.
Hercules.
I don't know. If it's Hercules, it needs to turn up like a hero that it is.
Truly.
That was very nice of her, though.
Yeah.
She's really good.
She's really, really a sweetheart. She's just...
Aww.
She, anytime... Do you need anything? Yeah. Yeah, can we get there?
Yeah. That's what we need.
Can you get me there? Oh, God.
Aww. Now, don't be oh, God yet, Hopi. We're gonna get your luggage.
Elevator music.
Stop it. Oh, wow.
I know.
See, I don't want to say oh, God, but oh, wow. We're still happy you're here.
I know.
Luggage or no luggage.
Right.
Yeah. We'd like your luggage to be here, though.
That would be good, because otherwise I'll be in the same outfit the entire time, and that's just not cool.
Oh, no. No, you won't.
We'll find something.
We'll wrap something around you.
Well, why would they separate the
Is that her over there, Jasmine?
Huh?
Is that her, the lady?
Yes.
I see her with her... The white sleeve.
Oh, well.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Oh, she went out of view. I didn't know Chicago. Well, I guess it is. Chicago is past Ohio from here?
Yes, it's a little more north. North and something.
Is that, I wonder, did anybody tell you, did your train follow the water the whole way?
There was a little girl that just said, I see the water. But that was once. That was more. You know, well, once we got.
I was laughing, but Lynette said that, and I said, "Well, when we come from Albany, we see the water all the way to New York."
That's probably it. Was all the way from Albany.
God.
I don't like this. She isn't coming back really soon. I know.
Everybody, positive thoughts.
Exactly.
Okay.
Hold up.
Let's try to get positive.
Oh God.
Is that any like internet cookies?
Hey, I'm good. Yeah, really.
Oh, there's your bag.
Oh,
it's not a jersey.
Beautiful. Wait, it is right, isn't it? Oh, look.
It is right.
Okay. Jasmine, how are you going to be told that it's right?
Because she can see the color.
Exact color.
And then the trip truly began, because it was just, it was just incredible. Those were the most incredible 2 weeks of my life. I mean, really, anyone who doesn't live in New York City, I mean, to have the opportunity and the chance to spend 2 weeks in New York City with friends is just amazing. And I have to tell you, that it was truly a vacation from life, because as you all know, or as some of you know, I have these lovely neighbors that live above me who insist upon being vocal, to be kind. And, you know, it was nice to just... Ironically enough, New York City was peaceful for me. But, you know, it was wonderful. It was culture. It was people. It was, you know, constant activity. You know, it's perfect. Now, that was only the first of many, many highlights of my trip. We got back, had a lovely dinner, and the next day, which was Monday, I got some amazing things. I can tell you now, by the way, that this podcast is being recorded on June 18th, 2006, and the time right now is...
It's 9:56.
Isn't that cool? That was a very, very kind gift I received while in New York City. I can now tell you all the time, and I won't be timeless any longer. That is a beautiful thing.
The first day I arrived, well, not the first day, the first morning, rather, well, really, the first week was a very, very busy week, and I loved it. You know, we got up early on Monday morning, you know, because it was a traditional work day, and it was cool because I got to go to Baruch and sort of see what that was all like, And it was cool. I got to check out the infamous CCVIP. And that was cool. It really was. It was cool because it was nice to see an actual center dedicated to people that are visually impaired and technology. It was great. So in that regard, you know, I applaud New York yet again. But, you know, when haven't I? But really, it's a very cool thing and a very cool place. I got to see the lighthouse as well. But, you know, that'll be on the next podcast. Ha-ha. That means that I can assure you there will be an NYC4. And Monday afternoon, we took a train. And it was a most interesting train ride, actually. For me, because it was my first time, and it was just cool. There were some most interesting events, as you will hear on the recording. Well, at least there was one in particular, and some great descriptions given by Maria and Lynette. This recording just, putting it together, this podcast, it brings everything completely back. Not that it wasn't there before, but it's just reliving it all. It's just so wonderful. It was just wonderful.
No.
Okay, so we're now on the train,
I'll put it away.
No, I think it's, why are you going to put it away?
Wait, now you're going to get me saying all that.
I know, that's cool.
Oh, God. Okay, with Maria and Lynette, and it's May 22nd, and it's 2006. Oh, we're at Grand Central?
Yeah. Huge, but beautiful. It's very historic.
This
one opens on your side.
Yeah. That's the other thing, Hopi. You'll get to know, not that you'll be traveling the trains too much by yourself, but you'll get to know what stops stop on one side and some stops on the other side.
Yeah.
Like, this is an express stop where you can get a train across the platform. So,
good.
So that's why it stops on both sides. So 42nd Street. Now, well, I was gonna say that holds true for most of the trains. Most of the stops.
So we're headed to the Bronx.
Yeah. We're headed to our alma mater, where Maria and I have of which we have spoken with great fondness.
Yeah.
So the school is alive and well.
This is 51st Street. Transfer is available to the E and B train.
They go to Queens.
Oh, okay.
This is a Bronx-bound 6 local train. The next stop is 59th Street.
And clear of the closing doors, please.
Mm-hmm. You should know the 59th Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the subway sounds loud because, well, it is. But it was cool. It was my first experience on the New York subway, actually. Because I took the Long Island Railroad when we went to the Metropolitan. So this was my first experience with all New York transportation. It was cool. The Institute was it's really beautiful. It really is. It's beautiful.
All of this is thrilling to me. Even if we did nothing at all, it would be thrilling to me. Because... Am I right?
This is a Bronx-bound local train. The next stop is 68th Street, Hunter College.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Okay. Remember the there used to be, I think it was on the west side, and the conductor was the number one train. Oh, he was wonderful. He was the Gershwin. This is 103rd Street. George Gershwin was born here, and they used to make a bad pun about George Gershwin. And he was wonderful. He had a piece of trivia for every stop.
Wow.
When people came to Manhattan, they wanted to hear this guy. He was so animated. I'm like, 42nd Street.
Right.
Oh, right. 59th Street. I mean, you know, ew.
Right, exactly.
The
72nd Street was a London person.
Very popular. And Lincoln Center, of course. Yep. 79th Street. What was my
Hunter College.
Okay. Well, she's at least, you know, sort of animated. She's our Time Warner lady, too, I believe.
Oh!
She was on a story thing the other day.
This is a Bronx bound.
I forgot one of those musicals.
Yes, she was.
She said she did this for free.
Yeah.
And her friend jumped up one night and said, "This is that's her you're hearing, that's her."
Oh my god.
You could totally do that, Hope. You could totally do so and so, blah, blah, blah. Announce something or do voiceover or something.
Oh. What would I announce?
We'll think of something.
Okay.
Yes, if you'd like to press so and so.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
No, wait.
If you'd like to make a call,
we're not allowing you to say that.
Now,
you can get off at 86th Street or 79th Street for the Metropolitan Museum.
I was going to say 86th, I remember.
Yes, yeah, see? Oh, now, how did you... But yeah, 86th is... I think most people do the 86th Street for some reason. But 79th is just as good, and it's...
Yeah.
It's six or one and a half dozen of the other, frankly. I mean, you know...
Oh.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Well, we're trying to do our bit here.
103rd Street.
Okay, this is 103rd Street. Is it on Fifth Avenue? Is the Museum of the City of New York? How boring and blah. I mean, to people who can see, you know, it's all just wonderful. But you know, mm-hmm. for those of us, you know,
right.
Get it.
This is a Bronx-bound 6th local train. The next stop is 110th Street.
Excuse me, that is.
And this is where it gets interesting.
Please. I'm not here raising money for a football or basketball team. I'm being honest. I'm self-employed. I'm selling candy for myself so I can keep money in my pocket. Buy more candy instead of trouble. If you may help with buying the candy or give a donation, it'd gratefully be appreciated. These candies are $1. All I have is M&M peanut sour patch and Jolly Rancher.
Right?
Okay, moving right along.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know what? We're gonna hang it there. We will hang it there.
Mm-hmm.
This is 110th Street.
Yes, this is what we would do. And I've done this a time or two. But I don't like to.
No. This is Lexington.
Yes.
This is a Bronx-bound 6th local train. The next stop is 116th Street.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Now we get to Tuesday. The first Tuesday I was there, which would have been the 23rd, I think. But I could be wrong, because I've been wrong before. And I don't believe I dated my recording. But on this day, we'll say the 23rd of May, I and Lynette, Maria, and Megan, and some of you already know this because you listen to Meg's Melange of Random Ramblings, and Malin's Slice of Life, we had the great honor and privilege of meeting our podcasting guru, Larry ScootCon, and Slough, or Jerry Hallaton, as well. It was incredible.
Really close to where you are.
Got no complaints at all.
I know.
And the pickles were unexpected surprise.
They were good though, weren't they?
Yes, we have very good pickles in Louisville. But
yeah, they're just not the same.
They're not the same. You know, you can get like Clausens and all that stuff and stuff. And, well, can you get Clausens in Louisville?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Can Clausens you get Clausens and stuff? Yeah, yeah, that's the closest sort of deli pickle you can really.
Vlasic
too.
Now, you may not know, but the walls of the Carnegie Deli have pictures, autographed pictures of all the people that they've met.
I was telling Megan when we walked in, the Benedict.
Oh, that's cool!
Yeah.
Nice. Jerry Orbach, Jim Bird is a Jets player.
I know.
Politicians. Actresses.
I had to put Larry's picture up here.
Right?
We need Larry's picture up here.
Exactly.
Quite a legacy.
Absolutely. I mean, really, did you ever think that it would unite people? I mean, really. I mean,
really
there are so. I mean, the four of us would never have known each other. Yeah.
Exactly.
And what's neat, too, is there's people all over the world.
Yeah, exactly.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, do you guys have heard of this of a very famous chain, Sam Ash?
Yes. Yes. And I got my Adderall
from that. Now the world famous Manny's Music
too.
Yes. Well, guess guess where Larry's hotel is? Right around the corner from Sam Ave.
Really?
Wow. I was telling Larry he shouldn't leave with his credit card.
Exactly.
He won't be able to, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hadn't mentioned that to you yet.
Exactly.
Where else are we going?
By the way.
Glad to blame this one on Jerry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where's my rubber band?
Wow. No, not exactly.
The kitchen.
Hey, y'all are familiar with Amtrak, right?
Yeah, well, intimately.
I don't understand some. We sat in this car that had tables in it, but was it an employee's car?
No. It might have been the lounge car.
It's a lounge car.
Yeah.
Okay.
You was can, it next to the dining area where you get the food?
Was it, or sort of near the center?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the lounge car.
You can eat your food there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed there's electricity in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, then, you know, I'm going to try and
no
get
wireless.
One.
You need to sit there.
But we requested that you sort of get to sit down.
Well,
it worked.
It worked for you.
Yeah.
You stayed on the tracks?
What's that?
Your Amtrak train stayed on the tracks?
Oh, really?
You got one of the exceptions.
Oh, man.
Wait, don't say that.
I know, right? I have to go home. I'm not going to go. Eek!
Jerry, you were talking about the lower public transit for blind people in England. They actually give you a 10% on Amtrak.
Yeah, they do give you a discount.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, there is a discount. That's true.
That's true.
Yeah, and
which is
better than nothing.
Yeah.
Hello.
So
absolutely.
It's not quite enough to recommend it.
In England, you pay your own full ticket, and then you can take a companion with you for free.
Oh, nice.
And that applies when you buy tickets in London to Europe as well. So I traveled with my wife to Amsterdam, to Brussels, and it was all half price, really.
Yeah.
Wow.
But not only that, the other thing is, like, when you go to any kind of tourist attraction, not even just museum, anything, in London, you always ask, do you have any concessions? And I never paid for anything in London.
Wow.
It's just because I'm blind. They figure, all right, well, yeah, that's just culturally what they do. But even music shows. Now, I can understand going to the British Museum, okay, and not paying to get in there. But I go to a concert, to like a Chick Corea concert, Suzanne Vega.
Suzanne
I pay
Vega.
For my wife, and I get a ticket free.
There you go.
Wow.
That's cool.
Wow.
Wow.
You want to move to London.
And it's paying for us to go
next
year.
That's what they do.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
right?
They must think it's like good karma or something, you know.
Cool, Jerry.
That's really wild.
That's cool.
That is.
And riding the train is absolutely free. Never paid anything for the train.
Oh, well.
That's awesome.
All public trains.
All
buses.
Buses, trains.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, girlies, are we going to London?
Yeah, that's our next trip.
We could ask Donna Slater from the north of England.
Yes, we could, actually. Oh, Christian, way well.
Christian, Donna, and all those Christians.
Yes.
Let's have the second annual meeting of Blind School Tech in London.
In London.
Yeah. Very familiar.
Oh, well. To be sure, it was a very long... Well, it wasn't long, really. It didn't... I mean, I think that the time sort of... kind of slipped by. I mean, we did all sort of gather and talk and eat and chat and... I guess chat and talk. Same thing. Converse? All right, now I'm kind of becoming a thesaurus here. But we did all those things for some time. And then Larry had to be up and at this speaking engagement that he had the next day. He had to be there by 8 o'clock in the morning, and I think we left Carnegie Deli about 10-ish. So, poor man had to get back to his hotel and sleep for however long he slept, and then he had to wake up again and go to his presentation. If I'm mistaken, please correct me, Larry, but I think you said that your hotel was fairly close to where you had to speak, so it wasn't really far away, but, that was a fun evening. So, yes! We did discuss that. So wherever the second annual Blind Cool Tech will end up, at least we know that in London, the transportation is free, if nothing else. It's just getting there. and affording the trip, really. Oh. So this, folks, is only my first week in New York at this point. This is only Tuesday. Each day was an adventure in both weeks. Truly, it was a lovely, lovely time. Don't worry, you'll get an NYC podcast part 4, which will consist of the second week that I was there. I was going to sort of lump it all together, and I'm very percussive this evening. I've just realized that. All right. I was going to put it all together, but, you know, I decided that I will not. Because the second podcast will sort of, or the next podcast will sort of round out the NYC series for this point. However, this is not my last time in New York City. I will be back. And the phrase of the day is, at some point. No, I know exactly when it'll be. There's no at some point about it. I only say at some point because I wish it were earlier than it will, than it is. However, you know, because New York City is just so amazing. It just is. Every aspect of it is amazing. But I think I've said that a time or 5. Ah, yes. Now, for those of you who listen to the Republic of Avalon Radio, you will have heard about the Atlantic Fest 2006 in Newfoundland. I have heard about it, and I want to go. And if all things go as I would like them to go, I will be there. Along with, you know, my Edirol, probably the R1, because I just don't have the money for the R9 at this present time, and I have the R1, and the R1 is a lovely thing in itself, as you heard, because it does make lovely recordings. But I have to give my kudos, everyone. Now, I know, okay, I'm going to get back to the Atlantic Fest, but I'm going to sort of transition for a moment, or segue, or something. I have to say, the Olympus series, I know some of you are not into it, the WS series and the 320. Well, you know, I know. It records in 64 kbps. And to some, that's just, well, it's less than adequate. But I would just like to say that I have heard many recordings from the Olympus WS 200S and 320M. And I find them quite tolerable. I mean, you won't be recording professional, you know, music concerts with them and expect to, you know, record a CD. But that's not what they were made for. They were made for capturing moments. And they were made for capturing, you know, for capturing moments on the fly. You know, that's why they are, you know, designed the way they are. They're small. I mean, there are, it's like a digital camera. There are different kinds of cameras that take different resolutions and things like that. Each, you know, the R1 was sort of designed with the musician in mind because it has all these effects and things, and it records it, you know, whatever. But the Olympus, you know, I have a DS2. You know, it may be 64 kbps, and it may sound, you know, bright and everything. And sure, you know, the microphones or whatever they are. But I just want to say that I enjoy recordings. Each recorder has its purpose and really, you know, has its place. So, there's my sermon about recorders. I just wanted to stick up for the poor Olympus that's always so sadly, well, negated. So, Atlantic Fest. Jim Fidler and Lillian, his wife, are organizing this event. And and for those of you who don't know what it is, you know, it's a gathering of performers, musicians, singers, songwriters from Ireland and from Canada and from the States and anyone else that comes really off, you know, that are sort of near the Atlantic. And it's a 4-day event, and it's just a gathering where people can, you know, sing and play and have fun and, you know, I say you know a lot too, don't I? You don't know, that's why I'm telling you. I will learn, I promise. Anyway, it's a gathering of sorts, and it, you know, featuring Celtic music and, well, other kinds of music. But it would be an amazing place to podcast a Celtic music, one of the Celtic music podcasts, I think. And it would just be an amazing place to podcast Newfoundland and it's in its own right, because it's so full of culture, and it's full of, you know, people and music, and it's like New York. It's like the New York of Canada. I have to be there! Well, I don't have to, but I would like very much to be. If you all are wondering what this noise is, it's me. I have this lovely watch that I have acquired that I showed you before in New York. Thank you, Maria and Lynette, very much. And it's, you know, it's just there, and the band is there, and I am forever playing with the thing, and I need to really not kind of do that. Ah, well, it's there, and I will do my best. I won't make any promises, but I will do my best. Not to play with that anymore. I have some thank yous that I would like to sort of give. First, I would like to thank Maria and Lynette for hosting me and for inviting me to come to New York for 2 weeks and to see the lovely performance. Lynette, I'm sorry that you didn't get to sing your Deviennet. I'm sorry both for you and for your audience. Because I was in the audience. But for your, you know, for your audience. Because it would have been beautiful. And the clip that we sort of got to hear was such a tease, because you just stopped in the middle of your clip. But I guess, hence the term clip. So, I would like to thank you and Maria for a lovely, fantastic, amazing 2 weeks. I loved every moment I was there. Even my luggage trauma was at least humorous. I mean, after the fact. It wasn't at the time. But if you could just imagine the four of us sort of completely panicked, I being, well, the most, and Maria, bless her soul, was just calmly there, and Lynette saying, "Oh no, it'll be found, not to worry. Thank you, Maria, Lynette, and Jasmine, for your steadfast faith." I tried to keep the faith, but you know, when it's your own, you know, things that are sort of in the balance, it's hard to keep the faith. When it's anybody else's, oh, it's no problem. It'll be done, it'll be resolved, it'll be all fixed. I can imagine how we looked. Actually, we were very, under the circumstances, really. We were pretty, you know, calm. I wasn't, you know, hysterical. I would have been I probably wouldn't have been hysterical had the luggage kind of left or anything. But I would have definitely been a little bit dispirited, to say the very least. But thank you again. It was incredible. Thank you for a performance that was unforgettable. You know, I truly, truly enjoyed everything. Thank you, Larry, for coming to New York, even though, you know, you were going to come anyway. But thank you for meeting with us all. It was such a pleasure to meet you, and it was truly an amazing evening. And Jerry, thank you so much for sort of organizing the whole thing. And thank you for coming, and thank you for your unbelievable music. It's wonderful. Thank you to Megan Kelly for using and for playing my music on her latest podcast entitled Sounds of Summer So Far. I am truly honored. I thank you. Thank you, Larry, for putting making Blind Cool Tech what it is. It's amazing. It's blossomed beautifully. It's amazing. Everything's amazing, isn't it? I'm gonna stop using that word so much. It is really a wonderful thing, though. Thank you to everyone who listened and who is listening to my podcast, and who does listen, and who shall listen in the future. I thank you very much indeed. If you'd like to contact me, you may do so by emailing the BCT email list, which is blindcooltech@lovetobeablindy.net, which is Blind Cool Tech, all one word, BLINDCOOLTECH, at love, which is LUV, the number 2, the letter B, the letter A, BLYNDI.net. You may also email me at the address musicofhope, that's all one word, MUSICOFHOPE at Buckeye, BUCKEYE dash express, express.com. You may call my comment line, and I would really encourage you to do this if you so desire. It's 206-339-6199. Another way you can reach me is you can visit the blog page, which is musicofhope.libsyn.com. The feed for the podcast is musicofhope.libsyn.com/RSS. Thank you all so much again for listening. And I promise you, there will be an NYC Part 4 podcast. Bye for now. Take care, everyone, and be safe.